only if the child is old enough that he can put down one hand, one foot, and pick up the other foot. But if the kid b'chlal can't walk, and the isha is just dragging along the kid, that's also to do b'shus rav machabes. That's not called modadin. Modadin means that the kid could walk, just the mother helps him, like pick up one foot and put down the other foot. Helps him walk. She could grab hold of him by his arms, from the back, and say, Yosef, help him walk. That makes him move his feet, but the kid is walking. Shatinik Maniyas Ragli moves his feet. When he puts down one, he picks up the other one. But Mamish, to schlep the kid, that's awesome of Nation Associate. That's called you're picking him up. That's Nisa. Just like you can't drag a stick along the Shusar Rabin, you can't drag a kid along the Shusar Rabin. That's awesome. What? The same thing. No, the same. No, Isha's Ladaf. Isha and the father, the same thing. Same halach here. The man would also be allowed to be modded, though, espino. Right, as long as the kid is moving his own feet, you're allowed to, like, help him walk. Hey, father also be modded. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Tehema shenoflo lama samayim. A behema on Shabbos fell into a ditch of water. Is mevi koro muksosis. You're allowed to bring pillows and blankets for him. O maniach techteh. Put it underneath the behema. That today he shouldn't drown there, like he shouldn't die there. Vim osa osa. And lo yisui, he comes up because of this. Ksuntay, let him come up. For the more meisvei, the heimer shenoflu yamasamayim, the heimer that fell on Shabbos into a ditch of water, is oisalor panosvim koimer. You have to just let the heimer stay there and feed him there, but don't touch him. Don't, you can't do anything for him. Bishvil shloy Thomas, there he shouldn't die. His mashma panos in. You only let to feed him there. Of a korum uksosus loy, you're not allowed to be matriach yourself to bring pillows and blankets for him. So chur takasha and the Rav Yehuda is matter. And the molakasha, hold the yeshiva panosa. It's the second Bryce talking about where Enechnami, the behemoth is not stuck so bad, he's not going to drown there, he just doesn't have food. So all you need is just panosa food, that's all you have to do. Hold the yeshiva panosa. The first case talking about was very deep water, and the behemoth is struggling, so if you don't throw down blankets and pillows for him, he may drown there. So Vadi Yavi had to be there to save him. Efsha, yeah. What's the head to do to put a pillow underneath the animal? You'd be mevatel kli mechonai. Once the behemoth goes on top of this pillow, it lies like mukse now, it's holding up the animal, you can't use the pillow anymore. And with the rabbonin, it's also to mevatel kli mechonai. Like we had before in Bava Madlikim, if you have a nair that's dripping wax or oil, you're not allowed to put a kli underneath to makabel the wax, because since the wax or the oil is muksa, when it comes into the kli, it's going to make the kli muksa. See, it's called an issim of the rabbonin, you're being mevato kli, you're making this kli not usable anymore, the Shabbos. So you're taking the korum and ksosin and making it not usable. So why is it mutter? And the Gemara, sova, mevato kli, mechana the rabbonin. True. That's an issur de rabbonim, not to do something to kli. So it's a theory within Rashi. One place Rashi, here Rashi says, doimel esoyser. It looks like you're breaking the kli. Another place Rashi's master is doimel tibinyan, like you're building the kli. I call upon him as osim de rabbonim to do something to the kli that's not usable. But that's only an issur de rabbonim. A betzar balachayim de raisa. That's what we pass him. A behemer is betzar. There's like an issur de raisa not to put an animal into tzar. And we learn it out really from Dina Prika. There's a Dina Terra. If you see an animal that has a tremendous amount of load on top of him and he's falling down because of the load, the Terra says, go and take the load off the animal. From there we see an Indian, a Tzar Bal Chaim is Midiraisim. The Terra doesn't want you to see an animal but Tzar. You're supposed to do something to save it. So man, Levi Yosef, the Yeraisim, Adachi, the Rabbon. He's here putting down the Korah Maksos. Is like being Mekayim Adin, the Yeraisim. You're like saving the animal like from drowning, from being in Tzar. That's an Indian, the Yeraisim. So Mela, the deraisa is doichet of the rabbon here. Trashit sam balachayim deraisa. Shenemar ozoy tazev imo. You have to help him. Vikaman the dorish time of the kroah mishum sam balachayim. Belu metziah. Some say that's the tam. Why if there's too much weight on the animal, you have to help the bar and take it off? Because the behemah has too much tsar by carrying so much weight. So that's a din deraisa. So Mela, here the rabbon will make all to mevato kli mechonai. By the Tanagoyle Shaborcha, a chicken that started to run away, so the Mishnah says, Doichin, you're allowed to just push it with your hands, of in, modadin loy, but you're not allowed to grab a hold of it, like to make it move. You can't grab it. If you just push it with your hands. So you hear the chilik between a bird and a behemoth. We'll soon see why. Tanin lohoda tana rabbonin, modadin behemoth, chayiv v'yoyf v'chotzer. You're allowed to modadin means you're allowed to grab a hold of a behemoth, chayiv and a knife, in your chotzer. Avoloyas atana girlis, but not a chicken. For the Gemara, Tanagirlis, my time, why is the chicken different? Tanagirlis, my time, aloy, or Mirabaya, Mishum, the Makfe, Nafshe. Because if Tanagirlis, as soon as you're going to start grabbing it, it's going to pick up itself. If it picks up itself, that's called then you're holding it. That's Mamasha Tiltul. And Tiltul is also. Shrashi, Mother Din Loy, Shiloye, Oichazo, Begapheon. You're not allowed to grab a hold of its wings. For Ragle, it's the feet. Noigim Loritz, Umalicha. No, you have to make sure the feet are still on the ground and just move it. Why the makfanafsha magvas atzvam? Because if you grab a hold of the wings, it's going to pick itself up off the ground, minoris. Venimsa zemetaltum. It's considered you're holding the whole chicken. Avalavozim, mashenkin ducks, kishoichsim begafehem. When you grab a hold of its wings, mahalchim bragleim. They don't jump up, they just walk along with their feet. So therefore it's not called a tiltol, that's why other oifers are mutter. Only a chicken is this way. A chicken, when you grab all the chicken, that's the types of a chicken. It gets chicken, and it jumps up, it gives up like. So man, listen, come that you're holding the whole chicken, that's awesome. So Rashimiyah b'shus rabim loy mishum shem yagbiyah minoritz. V'nim tse noisin, istamak rabon. And shus rabim avadis awesome. Right. So more, toni yichoda. Modadin behema, you're allowed to modadin, means you're allowed to grab a hold of the behema and make it move. Not pick up the animal, just grab hold of the neck and make it start walking. You're allowed to do this in the chotzer. Brishus rabim it's osir. Because brishus rabim were afraid that maybe while you're grabbing the animal, you come to pick it up. And if you pick up an animal, brishus rabim, that's an issue there, not allowed to carry an animal, brishus rabim. For Isha, Mashenkin, a lady, modades benor brishus rabim. By a kid, because there is a svara chai noisy tatsmoi. So even on its side, you come to pick up your kid b'shus rabim, there wouldn't be an issa deraisa. It'll only be us with the rabbonin. So therefore, the rabbonin weren't machmir. There's one and say you're allowed to like walk your child even in the b'shus rabim. Vein tzorach leima b'chotzen. Avada b'chotzen it's mutter. V'tan yidach another brisa says ein oikrin behema v'chayev yoif b'chotzer. You're not allowed to pick up a chayev oif b'chotzer. Avod doichin behen, but you're allowed to just push it. Sheyichnesu. You're allowed to just push it that go into the corral. For the Gemara, Gufa Kashin, the last price is Gufa Siro. Or Ma'atarein Oikrin. It says you're not allowed to pick up the animal on Shabbos. It's Mashma. Avodaduya Madadinam. But just time to grab a hold of the neck and to make it move, that would be Mutta. Madida would be Mutta. Just to pick up the animal is awesome. And Hodarma, then the safe the price says, Doichin in. You're allowed to just push it. Mashma, that's all. Of a Madadin Loi. You're not allowed to grab a hold of the neck even. You're just allowed to push it. Om Rabayam, safe and awesome time of girdless. The safest thing about a tanagirlis is the chicken. But a chicken we have there, it's only mutter to be doichin to push it. But to grab it, even by its wings, you're not allowed to, because then at that second, the bird, the tanagirl will jump up. Now, if like a tutu, you're holding the whole thing. Omer Abaye, Hai man de shochet tanagirlis. If somebody shechs a chicken, lechveshino lekare barya, he should either put his feet into the ground, make sure his feet is touching the ground, like push it down into the ground, Inami nedolu medul, or else pick it off the ground. Why? Well, Dilma monach leilu tofrayu. We're afraid maybe the chicken will put its claws on the ground. Barium v'yokol elisimonim. Vayso, if he puts his claws on the ground, that will make him shake himself so bad that he may break his own simonim before he even shecht it. This is halacha in shechita. When you want to shecht the chicken, either you should have it holding in the ear, but a kolpodim you shouldn't let its paws touch the ground. Because if I said if it touches just the paw, touch the ground, you didn't push the feet onto the ground, we're afraid it'll shake itself so much the bird that it'll pass over the shechita. You won't be able to make a good shechita. Right, Zot Mishnah. Ein miyalvin es a behemah b'yomtiv. On yomtiv, you're not allowed to help a behemah give birth on yomtiv. Ein miyalvin. Pusher miyalvin means like if the behemah, the vlad, starts to come out, you're not allowed to grab the vlad and start pushing it out. But that's a big tircha. It's a big tircha, they ask you to do it on yomtiv. Ein miyaldin es a behemah b'yomtiv. Now let a help a behemah give birth on yomtiv. Avol misadin of esada, that's mutter. We'll still see the Gemara what the chiluk between miyaldin and misadin. Rashi mefarsh b'Gemara. Some type of help you're allowed to do, but not to mamish make give birth. O miyaldin es isha b'shabbos. Mashenkin isha, then avadi could help. You could help give birth on Shabbos. Miyaldin es isha b'shabbos. The koyrin lo chachama. You're allowed to call her a maid if she needs it. Mimokin lamokin. Even from another place, you're allowed to go call them. Or Machal Nalasa Shabbos. Anisha is about to give birth. It's a Pekuach Nefesh. You're allowed to be Machal Shabbos for her. The Kosher Nesat Tibur. And she gave birth on Shabbos. You're allowed to Kosher and you're allowed to tie the Tibur, the navel cord. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer. Av Choitchen. You're also allowed to cut it on Shabbos. Another halacha, the chol tzorche milo oisim b'shabbos. If you have to make a milo on Shabbos, it's doicha Shabbos, chol tzorche milo osi lada b'doicha Shabbos. Zot Gemara. Kate said misadin. What does the Mishnah mean that you're not allowed to make your verse, but you're allowed to be misadin? Hey man, yomtif, it's mutter. What does misadin mean? That's all. Because after the vlad is about to come out, then you're allowed to catch it before it falls to the ground. So I said, while it's coming out, you're not allowed to push it out. That's called ein mialdin. But if it's already come out, rover, it's out, and it's about to fall to the ground, you're allowed to catch it. That's mutter. We have nachman omar, doichik bebosar. Rashi Babosa show behema lifnim, she yavlad burlet lechutz. You're allowed to push the mother's stomach to make the vlad come out. That's also mutter. So she's not allowed to push the vlad itself. But just to give a push into the mother's stomach, that's mutter. Doichik bebosam. Kadeshi yetzi yavlad, then the vlad should come out. Tanik habosat Rabbi Yehuda. Kate said misadin, what's mutter to do? I'll call for him on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, even this much is also to do. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do this much tircham. That's one thing. You're allowed to hold the vlad, catch it before it falls to the ground. You're allowed to blow into its nose. You're allowed to hand the kid, the dad of the isha, of the mother, they should be to start nursing. Amar Shimon Gamliel. Merachmin. Hayino al behema Torah b'yomtiv. You're allowed to make rachmonis that the mother should have rachmonis on his kid on Yontif. You're allowed to do something that the mother should have rachmonis on the kid to nurse the kid. What does that mean? Hechi Yovid, what do we do to make the mother have rachmonis? Is Omer Abayim, maybe bul shomelech. You're allowed to take a whole handful of salt. Or maniach lo b'teich rechem. You're allowed to put it mamish in the mother's rechem, the mother's womb. Kadesha tiska tzara, that the mother should remember the tzara she had when she gave birth to a kid. V'terachim alov. And now the mother will go have rachmonis on the kid and go feed the kid. So you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov. You're allowed to take salt and throw it into the womb of the cow. Today it should have rachmonis on its kid. Vaitul mezal fin mei shulya. You're allowed to take the water from the shulya, from the placenta that comes out. Agabi yavlat. Throw that juice on top of the small kid now. Kadesha teriach reichoi, that the mother should smell this smell. Or terachim alof, again, she'll smell the smell, the placenta, reminder again of the birth, that will make her have rachmanas on a kid. So this tirch is mutter to do on yontif, because it helps. It helps that the mother will have rachmanas on a kid and feed the kid. The marvadav ketoyre, it's only mutter on a cow, or the heima toyre is mutter. Avu tmeya loit, but for the heima tmeya, you can't do these last two waiters. For the more my time, or why not? Tameya loy merach of lodim. Namala behema tameya never throws away its kid. Namala will nurse the kid by itself. Vi merach of lodim, but if you're going to find out this one case, the behema tameya threw away its kid, you should know loy mekarva. It's other. Either it keeps the kid and it'll take good care of the kid, or else it throws away its kid and you won't do anything to take it back. So even if you make these simonim on a behema tameya, you're not going to make the behema tameya change its mind and take back its kid. If it throws the kid away, it means business. That's by the behemoth. Now, miyal the mesisha. Mashiach and isha giving birth. You're allowed to do everything to help her. But the more michti. The mis says, tonal le, miyal the mesisha. You're allowed to give birth. The korin lo chochmo, you're allowed to call a nurse. Nimokam lemokam. Or mechal no le'er for Shabbos. And you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Yes, achur rasu yamai. Like, what's this last chiddish if you're mechal Shabbos? Pshito. The first case is also you be mechal Shabbos. When you're making a give birth, you also be mechal Shabbos. So what's the chiddish if you're mechal Shabbos for him? And the Gemara lasu yehod the Torah Rabbonim. Yemoy so tzrich laner chaverta madlekes los aner. That if the isha that's the pregnant isha is giving birth now, if it's dark in the room and she wants light, you're allowed to light a match, light the fire on Shabbos. That's called pikuch nefesh. Yemoy so tzrich l'shemen. Let's say she needed oil now. The isha wants to rub herself. She's allowed to get a shemen, and there's no oil in this room. Is chaverta mavia lo shemen biyad. The chaverta goes to someplace else and brings back shemen in the hand. Like she rubbed herself in the hands, Rashi the kapo, let her put the shemen in her palm, for labor kli, the kama the yefshem mashninen, as much as a shinin you could do a shinin. V'yemein a sofik, biyad, she can't bring enough oil in the hand, mevi'a basara, let her dip her whole hair into the shemen, into the oil, and then she'll walk through the shesrab and bring the oil to the house there, and then there they'll squeeze out the oil from her hair and give it to her. For Yemena Sofik Basara, but if he still can't get enough oil in the hair even, then the veal of a kli. Then you're allowed to bring her the gallon worth of oil as much as she needs. Norma ma, Yemoisa Tzrich Laner, she needs a fire, is Chaverta Madlekas Lasaner. But the more Vaita Pshita, Avadnes Pikuch Nefesh. If a pregnant Isha is in a dark room and she's scared, she has any type of pachid, Avadnes Shalom Pikuch Nefesh, Avadnes Mutter. Yeah. And the Gemara, Leitricha Besumu, we're talking about that the pregnant lady here is a blind Isha. So now the time I would think, Kivun Lechaz Yosar, since the Monashah, she can't see anyway. So there's no Pekuach Nefesh in bringing the light. Kamashmullah, no. Isuve Meisvadaita. She feels very relieved if she knows there's light in the room. Sovra, she thinks, Eika Midi Chazi Chavretav Yovdali. I'll call upon my friends that are by me, the nurse. If it's dark, she's nervous. The nurse can't see what's going on with me. She's afraid she'll die. So she'll be Pekuach Nefesh. Mashenka, if the Isha knows that there's light in the room, and her other friends could help her out, she has Yisuvei Daitoi, that's also Shalom from Pekuach Nefesh. So Tais Devan Tais speaks out, Afagat Aperek Basu the Yuman, Oma Choyla Ein Machil Meisav Yom Kippur, El Api Mumcha, even though a person that's sick on Yom Kippur, when are we matim teeth? Only if the doctor says he has to eat. But by himself we're not matrin. For Ocha Shal Yom Yishum Yisuvei Daitoi, and here we're very makel on a Choyla, on a pregnant Isha, even for a Svara to have the light, even though she's blind. Time to make her feel good. So Tosis, I know she yois yechel yeledis listakne they pachad she despachet shem einoisun yofen. It's a big sakana for pregnant Isha b'shash is giving birth. If she has any type of fear that maybe they're not doing good enough to her, that could cause misa. That's called the makom masukin. Mashi tzrichem imashi listakne achel abrov. That's a bigger mustakana that an Isha is afraid they're not taking good care of her than a person that's starving stam and he's sick. There's not such a big sakana. Stand the fact you're starving, you have to ask the doctor. The doctor says you're not going to die from not eating on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. You have to ask the doctor. Even though you're afraid, from being afraid not to eat, you won't die. But an Isha, that's a pregnant Isha, as pachad, she's mutter to Mechal Shabbos for him. And that's one of the heterim, Moshe has, that if your wife has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, that the husband's allowed to go in the taxi or driver, because she'll be afraid to go herself. So the say she shouldn't be afraid to go herself, the husband's allowed to go in the taxi to the hospital. Because of this, he was saying now, any type of pachad that the Isha has, the shashi is in pregnancy, birth, it's could make a kuch nefesh. But, im haisot tzrich l'shemen, if she needs oil, so you're allowed to do this eitzah, first bring in your hand, then bring in your hair, then bring in a kli. For the Gemara, the chura, tepul le mishum schita. Like, what are you gaining the fact she isn't carried in her hair? But when you bring the shemen to her, how do you get the shemen out? You have to start squeezing the shemen out of the hair. So what did you gain by the deal? No, with the rice is no issa schita on seir. So Rashi, why not? Rashi, ain't the bottom Rashi, ain't schita b'seir, shul kosher v'ain v'leya. Hair is a little bit hard, it's not called nivla in the hair. Hey, schita is only called like in a sponge, as mamish blue in the sponge, then you squeeze it out, it comes out. Or in clothing, as mamish nivla in the clothing, the water, when you start to squeeze it out, that's called schita. Mashenk in the hair, it's hard, it's not called blue there. It's called there the way it is. The rice says, no, it's squeezing water out of your hair. It's only Yosem and the Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim will make it here. Ravashi Yomanein, Afilo Teimu Yeschita B'Seir. It could be there's no right from here. Even if there isn't a Schita B'Seir. Of a maybe love a Kli Derek Sarah. What he meant to say is not to dip the hair into the oil. He meant to say just carry the oil back in your hair, like make a Shinui. The Kama, the Yeshna Shinui Mashninim. That'll only be this of the Rabbani carrying it. That's called carrying a Shinui. So if you carry with the Shinui, that's better. Menachnami, that this pshat, you can't soak your hair in the Shemen. But Allah, we hold the ain't Schita B'Sarim. The right, sir, that's not called a Schita. Omrav Yudah Mashmuel, Chaya, when is Nisha called the Mokam Sakon Rashi Yoledis? When Nisha is giving birth, when is she called a Sakona? Chaya, Kol Zaman Shekeva Pesuach, Kol Zaman Keva Pesuach, Rashi Beis Terechim, I mean the uterus is open, is Bein Omra Tzrichani, whether she says, I'm the Mokam Sakona, Bein Lo Yomra Tzrichani, she says, I don't need it, don't do it for me, is Mechan Lo Esa Shabbos. Anything we think is a Shalom from Pekuach Nefesh, even though she says don't do it, we don't listen to her, we take care of her. Nistama kever, after the birth, Nistama kever is closed up already, then, Vein omra tzrichani, Vein lo yomra tzrichani, Ein mechal les Shabbos. Then you're not mechal Shabbos. After the psichas kever. Now, what is it called? Ravashi masniyochi. Ravashi learns like this. That's what Ravashi learned. Mazutra masniyochi. Ravzutra learns like this. Amrav Yudah Mashmuel. Chayim. Kol zaman shakeva pasuach, kol zaman the kever is pasuach, that means b'shas pregnancy, and b'shas giving birth, b'enor m'tzrichanei, b'enor m'ein tzrichanei, mechal les Shabbos. Nistam ha-kever, o'mer tzrichanei, mechal les Shabbos, lo'yom tzrichanei, mechal les Shabbos. All right, we'll leave this, this will be a new Gemara. We'll start this again tomorrow. We'll start learning this a little halacha tonight, just, yeah, I brought a few... Which allowed to, which clothing you're allowed to wear, what you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. So start so first Akdama in Loritz Peshabbos. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. Elim came hulu dvar mitzvah. Only if you're going with dvar mitzvah, then you're allowed to run. So going the base of Knesset, like Yitzhaboy. When you're going to shul, you want to run after the mitzvah to go to shul first, you're allowed to run on Shabbos to go to shul. To go to shir, you're allowed to run to a shir. Otherwise, though, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. And we have in the Gemara that the hiluch of Shabbos is supposed to be different than the whole week. You're supposed to walk differently on Shabbos than you walk the whole week. So therefore, on Shabbos, you're not supposed to run. Hago, v'yosalif soya yoyser meyama b'psi achas. You can't take one step, shouldn't be more than an amma wide. In efshalei v'pochas, if you could walk less than that. So b'kitza, you're supposed to walk normal walking and not spread your feet out too long to take too big of steps. Zog beis. Of the bechurim ha-mitz'angim b'kpisosam. You have children that enjoy jumping. And they enjoy running. For them it's pleasure. It's halacha mutter. They're allowed to do it. Because that's oinik, and oinik Shabbos is mutter. V'chein liris kol davar shemasangim boy. If you want to run to something you enjoy to see, so you're running there to get there faster to see it, that's also mutter. V'chein mutter l'til b'Shabbos. Who are they allowed to take a walk on Shabbos? Maybe you think the stama walk is also divrei chol. Kamashma, no, it's also called oinik, vad if you enjoy it. It's mutter, take a field, take a walk on Shabbos. Now, the shaila is about jogging. What about if you want to run on Shabbos, not mishum anoinik, not as pleasure, but as refuah. So that's the Mogen Avraham says this also. It's only mutter to a run if you're doing mishum tainim. But if you're doing a mishum refuah, that while you're running, you get mitzchamim, you get yourself heated up, and you get yourself, you use up your muscles, and that's refuah for you, so then it's also. So usually when adults jog, usually they're doing mishum refuah. They're doing to keep themselves in shape. Like if he asks the guy himself, does he enjoy it? He doesn't enjoy it so much. He's doing it just to keep himself in shape. That's Mishum Refuah. That will be also do on Shabbos. But if you're doing it because you mamish enjoy running, you enjoy it, and not for your health, just because you enjoy it, then it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Okay. Gimel. Okay. I'll ask questions later. Gimel. Ha'yahoylech ve'giel yamatzamayim. Somebody was walking on Shabbos and he came through the yamatzamayim through a puddle of water, was in the middle of a shus rabim, or a stream of water. Is yochol ledaleg v'likvay. She allowed to jump or skip over it, oleho. Afilu hi rechova. Even though it's very wide, like a few feet, you have to jump over. She'en yechela laniach ragla rishoyna kodim shiyakashniya. You can't just take one big step. But you have to mamas jump or skip. Still, it's mutter to do this on Shabbos. Even though stamazo, you're not supposed to jump or skip. But here, it's better to do this on mutter sheyidlug vimashye kifenu. It's better to jump over it than the other race would be is to walk all the way around it. Now, since she mifnei shemar bebehiluch, if you're gonna have to walk all the way around, you're gonna have to walk too much. So here, we're mat, it's kedai for you to jump over it, because before you're saving yourself the long walk. Aber the yosel lava boy, aber the matter what, you're not allowed to walk inside the water. Shlo yovel deitchita, because we're afraid if you walk inside the water, then maybe you come later to start wringing out the water out of your clothing, and that will be an issur d'oraisa of chita. So mashma, that if you can't jump, it's too long to jump, and you want to take one jump inside it, then take another jump, that's osur. Then you're like supposed to walk all the way around. But if you could jump over it, it's better to jump over it than to walk around. Yeah. Right. This emetamayim here means that you're going into the water and through your clothing is mamash going to get wet. Maybe just if it's a half an inch there, and just your foot, just your shoes and get a little bit wet, could be there, there's no issur. Because that's not shayas chita then. Like on your shoes itself, you're not going to wring it out. That's the way at least the water will get to your pants. There's another shaylah. Who the shaylah is, we hold Allah, we'll see later, that anytime you shriya, anytime you soak clothing in water, that alone is also. So who it's a shaylah, not only yes, the shaylah, why do you come from chita? You come to wring it out. Just putting your beged into the water alone should be awesome. So there's two terutzim here. Either this is called derech lichluch. That walking through a puddle of water, b'shus rabim, that's not called like you're cleaning your beged. That's derech lichlach, the dirty water poshid, so there wouldn't be any yisr in just putting the beged into the water. The only yisr would be that shema yisrei may come to wring out the water later. Rather, first you learn, we're talking about matila, you're wearing dirty clothing. Like dalit, we'll see. Dalit. For yehoilech l'dvar mitzvah. Somebody was going with dvar mitzvah on Shabbos. Kegoin lahakbo p'nei rabbi. You're going to be makabel p'nei rabbi. Interesting. It's a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos also. Even though we hold this on Yom Tiv, then there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv on the Gimel Regolim lahakbo p'nei rabbi. That's a chiyuv. On Shabbos, it's a reshus. If you want to, you could.
But if you do it, it's called the bar mitzvah. You're going to visit your Rebbe on Shabbos. Oy penei misha godel menu. Stam, you're going to see another choshev. The chokhma. Then yochol lava boy. Then your lara mamish even walk inside the water. When you're walking into the water, like you have a big river in front of you, and the only way to go visit your Rebbe is to walk through the river. So you're allowed to walk through it. When you're walking, make some type of a difference. Like, keep your hands in the pocket the whole time. You should remember that it's Shabbos today. You should remember that when you're walking through Shabbos, water on Shabbos, and you have to be careful later not to come to squeeze out the water. So with this shinu, it's mutter. You're not allowed to walk through water, though, with sandals. Since sandals can't be too tight on your feet, you can't tie it down nicely. We're afraid that while you're walking through this water, the sandals will come off, fall off, and you come to carry it with Shasarabim. So if you're wearing shoes that are tied down tight, then we don't have this chash, maybe you'll fall off and you come to carry it. Then you're allowed to walk with the shoes through the water, in this case, when it's mutter. If you're going with bar mitzvah. So, okay. Ha'olach with bar mitzvah. Some attack are going to visit his Rebbe on Shabbos. That we say it's mutter lava b'mayim. You're allowed to mamish walk through the river, even to go see your Rebbe. Is after chazara, you're also mutter. Even when you're coming home, the chur coming home, there's no more mitzvah, still it's mutter. Why? Then you shouldn't be nichshol lasad lavoy, like the next time. If the lachur is you can only go and not come home, so good, you go to your Rebbe. Then when you want to come home, I can't come home. You're going to waste like Yom Shabbos, so next Shabbos I think it's not going to go anymore to a Rebbe. I waste those Shabbos, I can't get home, I won't go. So today the people would want to go again next time, the Rabbanu will make it even bechazarosa, even when you're going home, we want to make a nice visit to your Rebbe. Go and come home, enjoy it, and go again next Shabbos. Right above, if somebody is going to watch over his peris on Shabbos, as he has a field, and he just wants to watch it to make sure nobody's going to steal from it on Shabbos, that's mutter. You're not doing any mekach memcha, you're not doing any business, you're just going to watch your peris. It's also mutter lava b'mayim. You're also allowed to walk through the water to watch your peris, because this is also called the ksas mitzvah. That the Magen Avraham says, Tishmira mamoinoi nami ksas mitzvah. To watch your moment that it shouldn't get stolen, it shouldn't get ruined, that's also a mitzvah. The mitzvah, take care of you and your belongings. So now it's also called your going with Zvah mitzvah, to watch your nechosim, it shouldn't get spoiled. Over here, dalicha avalei b'chazor. But this mitzvah is not so choshev to say that even when you want to come home, you can also go through the water. Here they warn Matthew to go through the water on the way coming home. They're only Matthew to go there, but not to come home. Zayin. Kol ha-yoytzei, this is really the beginning of this sif. Somebody wears, goes out, something that's not called a tachshit. Now a tachshit usually means a clothing. A tachshit means really something that's nice for your body. The reason why we're allowed to wear begodin is because a beggar is nice for your body. It gives a cover to your body. Anything you're wearing to make nice to your body is a svara, it's like bottle to your goof. So that's why you're allowed to walk out with your pants, with shirts, with your clothing. Because all your clothing is really called a tachshit. It's making your body look nice. It's like bottle to your body. Who are doing jewelry and things you wear to make yourself body look nice? It's also mutter midiraisim. Because after swar is bottled to the body. But if somebody walks out with something that's not called a malbush, ain't a tashit. It's not nice for you, and it's not a clothing. We ain't a derech malbush, and you're not wearing the derech malbush. For hoitziyoy, and you walk out with it. Kagoin sharagilim, loitziyoysoy dover. The way you walk out with this thing on Shabbos, most of the time you carry out a plate, like you carry out something, it's chayiv. You're chayiv on Shabbos for carrying it out. V'chol tachshito shehu rofi. Now, tachshitim, that means jewelry. That means you say, now you're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos. Because the jewelry that's made to make your body look nice is like vato to your guf. But lo yitzui, it's rofi. Lo yitzui, it's very loose. She'ef shalei dekal lipo, that very easily could fall off you, also losses boy. So Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to walk out with this. Because we're afraid maybe you'll fall off on Shabbos, and you come to pick it up and walk down on this. But if you do walk out...